Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I gotta go to church. Let me put it, we're kind of getting the days. I gotta go. I just gotta go to church. You know, if I don't please God. Oh, I could go on and on and on with things that it's an outward appearance, but listen, if it's not from the heart, you're not pleasing God. Okay, you're doing it just to please men or yourself, and you've removed Christ out of the picture completely altogether. Now, this ain't good English. You ain't got to go to church. You get to go to church. Whole different mindset, and that's what he's saying here. That it's talking about, it's inwardly, not hourly. Oh man, it's Sunday morning, I gotta get up and get dressed. It's cold outside, and if I ain't there, the preacher's gonna be calling, you know? So I gotta go to church. No, you get, what a wonderful, and by the way, it was my prayer this morning when I got up, Lord, may we have a heart of worship. It's not about me. It's not about the singing. Now, the music prepares our heart for worship, but it's really, Lord, and I hope that's your prayer even now. These distractions that we get distracted, but why are we really here? And that's to worship. And if we don't, Christ is taken out of the picture. It's because, well, we have to fulfill some kind of mandate that we think's in our life. And that's what he's saying here, verse number 5. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of the righteousness by faith. Man, I could talk, but I got to get. Let me that word wait. That's hard for us to do. It's hard for us to wait. We want it, and we want it now. But you know, the Bible tells us often, be still and know that I'm God. And if we're still and wait on the Lord and see what he does for us. That's what this verse is talking about. Some other things, but I want to move on. Verse number 6. For in Jesus Christ, remember, if you don't have Jesus, everything's to no avail. But in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. So let's go back in 1 Corinthians chapter number 7, where he's talking about remain as you are. Don't try to be something you're not, because it really doesn't matter. So many things going. I talked to somebody this week, even when I was gone, somebody called me, asked, so I talked to him on the phone. I told him, listen, don't worry about it, because in 100 years, it ain't going to matter. Then narrow it down. In 10 years, it ain't going to matter. I said, in a year, it ain't going to matter. And tomorrow, which was the next, I said, it probably ain't going to matter. We worry about stuff that just ruins our day. Am I talking to the right people? Amen. And really, in the scheme of things, most of these things, they do not matter that we focus our life upon. I've been reading through the book of Ecclesiastes again. I know Kyler's doing it every Sunday night. But my own personal, I started the book of Ecclesiastes and my own personal stuff before he started it, which was pretty neat. I slowly going verse by verse, book of Ecclesiastes. And what a tremendous book that is. And it talks about how life and all, we talked about vanity and all. It's two-sided to enjoy life. But then again, I read it again this past week. When you die, guess who gets all your stuff? So, well, Ken's pointing to the wife. True. But if she remarries, somebody's going to be sitting in your lazy boy watching your TV. I'm just kidding, but you get the picture. Okay, the point is this, and Solomon talked about that. We focus our whole life on things. And I read in 2 Peter today, this morning, in the morning devotion, it's all going to be burned up. What matters in life, if it's not of God, it really doesn't matter. Amen. Let me repeat that. What matters in life, if it's not of God, the bottom line, it really doesn't. That's what Paul's trying to say here. Okay. Again, verse number 19. the keeping of the commandments of God. It talks about obedience. Okay. Christianity is not rituals or ceremonies or following the doctrines and traditions of men or religion. Let me repeat that. Christianity, as we would define it, by the way, not too many Christians, but I'm using that so people could understand. When I say not too many Christians, there are many believers. Everybody's a saint, but there's very few Christians. You understand what I'm saying? Biblically. At a point of conversion, we become a saint to the saints, which are at this church, to the saints. We become a saint. You're not born a Christian. You're made a Christian. You become one. In that, you become not just a follower of Christ, you become Christ-like. Amen. They were called Christians first at Antioch. They weren't called Christians. And the ones who called them Christians weren't the believers. They were the unbelievers who said, boy, those people down there at that church at Antioch, they're Christ-like. Hence the word Christians. They're like Christ. Now, ask you a question. I'm going to move on. How many people do you know as believers, as saints, that are really Christ-like? Let that one sink in. Christ-like. Be like Christ. Well, if I say there are very few as believers that are Christ-like. Why? Because we're still so worldly, so carnal, still feed the flesh more than we do the spirit. And I won't get into all that and run on a tangent there. But that's worth saying, that Christianity is not rituals or ceremonies or following doctrines or traditions of men or religion. Christianity is Christ in the heart of a new man. The inner man made new through the miracle of the new birth by the grace of God. And following Christ, that's what it's all about. Then verse number 20. With all that in mind, again, he hasn't switched gears. In verse number 20, he reminds us once again, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Paul, I'm married to an unbeliever. What do I do? He answered that question. Paul, I'm unmarried and I can't stand, my desires, I need a mate. Well, then go ahead and get married. All these other examples, if it's all possible, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. In other words, he reemphasized the principle that was stated in verse number 17. Stay as you are, married according in the overall thing, in your relationship with Christ. Married is nothing. Being unmarried is nothing. Remember, circumcision is nothing. Uncircumcision is nothing. But keeping the commandments of God, that obedience and following Christ, that's what really matters. That's what he's saying in these verses. Now, verse number 21. Art thou being called a servant? Care not for it, but if thou mayst be free, use it the rather. A lot of people condemn these verses because Paul was talking about that Paul is not condemning slavery here. The issue in this verse is not whether you're being a slave or not. The issue here is wherever you're called, wherever you're at. If you're a slave, the word slave is a servant, a slave. It's okay. You can serve God still. Being a servant, a slave to somebody. A slave can still please God as a slave. He should not live his life thinking, I can't do anything for God now, but I sure could if I was a free man. In other words, I'm a slave. I can't do anything for God because I'm in bondage to my master. And that's what Paul is saying here, that if thou art being a servant, a slave, well, care not for it.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.
If you missed the special choral performance of O Holy Night by the Westwood Choir this past week, then be sure to visit the website, westwoodmbc.org. You can watch the Christmas celebration and enjoy the choral performance. That's at westwoodmbc.org. Click on Archives under Media and enjoy.